That one on?
Yeah, that one's on.
Citizens, Kevin Washburn, Doug McMullen, Hayden Nichols, and Kate Penny. Minutes, committee secretary read the minutes for the planning and zoning committee meeting held on 18 November 2025. Ron Garth made the motion to approve the minutes as read. His motion was seconded by Reed Hall and then passed with unanimous vote in favor by those present. Note, there was no planning and zoning committee meeting held in December of 2025. Petitions and communications, none. Business, Kate Penny, R6 Region Council, appeared before the committee with information concerning available software which might benefit the Planning and Zoning Committee and the town. He gave a short demonstration of code hosting software on his laptop computer, which is available through Jones and DeMille Engineering. He also briefly outlined software used for city cemetery management, which could be available through a government grant due to open on February 1, 2026. The contact person for the grant is Amy Berry. Adjourned. The motion to adjourn was made by Ron Garth, seconded by Austin Shepherd with unanimous vote in favor. The meeting adjourned at 7:45 p.m.
Heard the minutes of previous meetings. Any changes, any additions, corrections? Mm-hmm. Have one.
Yeah.
I think you ought to add on the end of the business there that we advise Kate Penny that we've just referred this matter to the town council because it's not an issue of ours. So we refer to the town council. That's one motion to add. Need a second.
I'll second.
Seconded by Lee Bowers. Okay, all those in favor of that change? Say aye.
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 Who made the motion?
Who made the motion?
Aye. You lost a second. It really was the planning and zoning commission. Aye. Yes. Okay, if there are no changes, corrections, additions to that, I'll accept a motion to accept the minutes as read. Sorry.
I'll make a motion.
Ron makes the motion to second for the 7 minutes.
Good. I'll second it.
Austin seconds. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. You need a second. Sorry.
What was that?
This one?
No, I've got to retype them. I've got to add that on there.
Okay. So. Okay, items of business, petitions, communications. Chad Edmonds.
Question on zoning change request application. Yes. Okay, so to do a quick overview, I'm just requesting a zoning variance to go from 1 acre to 1/2 acre. That way we can keep water usage down lower than what a normal traditional acre property would.
You have your application?
I do. And.
Okay.
actual subdivision, so I think they have everything else in line for that. But the lot that I'm proposing for my residence is, let me go to the plot map. Yep, so this in here is the proposed subdivision. So up here is, what was this? Yeah, that's just north. This is off 300. This would be 300 south. And this, was it Byron's house that it's in front of, or no? Jeff's house.
Jeff's.
Yeah, so Jeff Lamb, so I know this road.
Jeffrey's right here.
Yeah, so he'd be over here, and this road is, would line up.
Continue.
Continue where James and I have their survey, and it just runs through. So the lot that I'm looking at, just building, would be this one right here.
So that's first line in right off the road.
First line in, and it would be considered lot five, but I'm only going to run the truck just for mine. And then later on, once we get everything figured for the water line loop, I know I'm going to have to run water in through it. And I'm going to be working with Cecil to figure out that, so we can at least have water to the buffer. Yeah.
Okay, so we mentioned two issues here.
Well, first, first of all, we need to go through the zoning change application.
Yeah, if you want to change
that. And then make sure we've got everything we need for that, because we've got to send out notices, we've got to have a public hearing and that type of thing before we can have a meeting to vote on this.
Right.
On the change, not the development, but the zoning change.
Okay, correct.
If we can just go through the elements of the application, make sure that's all complete, then we can move on to the public meetings and send the notices out and all that.
For sure.
We do that in sequence there. That's the sequence that the ordinance calls for, so that's, I'll try to stay on that. Also, this, the access into your property, that has not been finalized of James and Corey. They've never completed their subdivision.
Right. I did talk to James about that. And I told him that would be probably the best access.
Yeah, but you don't have access in there right now.
Correct.
We have to complete their subdivision first. Okay. So that's another issue. Maybe you can talk to them while we're doing this other thing and get that going, whatever they need to do there.
Yeah, I'll call them around.
Yeah, they were supposed to have the property. We tabled their subdivision approval. They were supposed to have the property surveyed and then give us a new plat. I know they've had it surveyed, but they've never given us a new plat.
Gotcha.
Okay. So it's on, when we get that, we can file that, and then that'll be formal. That'll be finalized.
Right.
That's got to go through a process, too. And then we'll be able to move on. I don't know. It's just a matter of taking the next step.
So the application check is gated.
Okay. First of all, I gave everybody a copy of the application here.
It's a checklist.
I did. That's okay. On there, and that's what some of the extra additional
paperwork
is.
Oh.
Okay, it says to have the attached things with the application, parcel map showing the area for the intended zone change.
And that's what's in there.
We got that. A statement of compliance with the Wells Town General Plan.
And that goes over it, but the actual compliance, I have that on a PDF that I can email.
Yeah, we need that. That's part of the criteria for changing any zone.
And I have that finished. I can just have that email.
Okay.
Okay. And then there's a fee to be town.
Yeah.
And then it says, upon receipt of the above process for a zone change request, would be as follows. Number one, the town staff will review the information. We'll have a hearing with public notices as required. And then a formal meeting of the planning zoning commission to consider the change after that public meeting. And then the town council's consideration of the planning commission's recommendation. Now,
then,
on your, on that ordinance that I gave you, it says here, how will the proposed zone change comply with 12.1E of the Wales Town Plan, planning zoning ordinance? And that's what's over here, okay?
Yeah, and I got the PDF for that.
Okay, so that last one, E, that gives you the criteria that we need in order to make a change.
Yep, and I do have that.
So you got that. And then it lists those three issues right here on the next page. So if you'll give us that, that's the key thing. That's one of the key things for this whole process.
Yep, and I do have that, so I can get that over to you if you can give me an email address.
I'm not sure what the point of this one is.
Pardon?
Is it just the Wells at CUT, is it this email at the top?
It's right here.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the one that's on there.
Okay, so that's the correct one.
I'm assuming it's the correct one.
Okay, I'll bring that email over.
So we've got the mass.
The application's there.
We need the, you say you have your statement of compliance in here?
The statement of compliance is what I'm getting ready to email.
He's gonna email that.
That one is, goes over the compliance, but it's not the actual compliance statement. It's kind of a reiteration.
Is it this one on the MOUs?
Yeah, well, they're both all together, they were supposed to be stapled together.
Do you have a list of interested parties out there?
For, I'm working on getting Cecil's, James, and Corey's.
Okay, it says here, you need all interested parties and everybody within 300 feet of your development. We need dumped labels with their addresses so we can send them notification.
Right, okay.
So if you include.
I will get that and then have that sent over also.
Yeah, it's just those four things right there attached to the application. If we have all of those things, we can move right forward with this thing.
Right. Did you over already check this page from the plan? So I think it's what the checklist is. It's the list of what of our guidelines of what we're requiring. And that's, I think, the checklist is made off of this.
Yeah, I believe that's what everything was, that yeah. That's all the requirements.
I'm just trying to make sure that we've got everything done. So that's what the list, what we just talked to you about, to a list of names and addresses for all the owners of property from which the amendment is requested. That's what he was just talking about. Legal description of the property, he's got that written statement addressing the criteria for pursuant to 12.31E. And then when they talk about the hearings on this, Chad, then what Lee was talking to you about is there's a public meeting that's called for with this, we get all this stuff, then we'll call a public meeting, we'll listen to whatever the townsfolk have to say, and refer it then. There's actually two public meetings that take place. One would be like the council.
Yeah.
Okay, so that would be, yeah. And they just kind of changed the state, kind of changed the way they changed the
way. Right.
So we're still kind of trying to make sure that we're on the same page with them as well. And I think we're fine. So we're going to ask for the planning commission, following the public hearing, the planning commission to show the doc. Written recommendation from the council.
So I think the only thing I'm missing is, because I just emailed it over, so I think the only missing is just the address labels and the
That's it. Is everything else we've got? And then, though, the house plans.
Yeah.
On the resident plan, that's a building permit thing. That's a separate thing.
Yeah.
Just right in the middle of the page there, 1-4. That's, if we have all that,
and that's where
we're ready to go. So if you need to email it up to the office, review it tomorrow. It's all there. If not, let's see, you got your phone number here, okay, I'll call you. I'll call you if there's something missing. And then we'll move forward, if we have all that, we'll set the meeting. It'll be next month on the third Tuesday.
And then what about the check? Do I make that out now, or do I make that out when we do the meeting?
Yeah, we need to give that to Kevin.
Yeah, that goes to Dan.
Just...
So whenever, yeah, whenever that's...
If he's got any questions, have him call me. I'll check him in the morning. I assume he's gonna be here tomorrow.
And then I'll also forward over the additional documents that's printed, that I'll just have everything compiled in.
We've got it on the computer, that's why I didn't... Okay, bureaucracy moves forward.
Paper clips? Please don't say that.
I'll look at this one.
When you guys, the building, the application, all the air, all that. Get back to the chance for a big match. Okay, any questions? Any questions for any of us?
Nope.
Okay, let's get the process, get it done.
Cool.
All right, thanks, guys.
Appreciate you guys, and thanks for your time.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll see you guys, if you guys even smile.
Next up, Craig Mansfield, building permit.
Here, observe.
Craig Mansfield, building permit application, moving into a pre-constructed shed. Did he send paperwork to you?
Okay, yeah, I got paperwork. I got a paperwork.
How many houses are gonna be in that subdivision is he talking about?
Yeah, it's on the map.
Can you hear us okay over there?
Yep.
You can move up closer if you want.
I'm good.
We can all wall up.
We should see the map. Then we can hear each other better. I'll get the answer.
Okay.
So this is, as you see on the agenda, guys, it's an application review for a pre-constructed 12-foot by 24-foot shed at 140 South First East.
That's the if place.
What place?
Did I say that?
East.
If.
Yeah.
It's east.
East. That's his place. Mr. Mansfield, they bought it, they're gonna close the end of this month, so we're here in another week or 10 days or whatever. And then they'll be moving in. But he's been down here several times. I went over to the property with him and answered his questions and told him what he needed, so he sent this stuff to me, and I told him he didn't need to be here because it's a pretty straightforward thing, and if there's something that's not there, I told him I'd call him. They live up in Idaho, so it's quite a drive for him to come down here. He gave us a letter of intent.
Has he seen Wales? Yeah, he's been here, I guess. It's down where...
That's house down here that...
It's Kitty Corner from Kevin Washburn's.
Didn't one of the Clausens go that way?
Yeah.
Cecilville.
Yeah.
So TJ's okay.
Okay, letter of intent. He said, this letter is to state our intent to move in a prefab shed, dimensions 12 by 24, at the residence of 140 South 100 East Wales. The shed will be located west of the existing home. And I went over there and walked back there and checked the side setbacks and all that. He's got plenty of room to get it in there and everything. He's got the application here. He did an accessory building one and also a setback. Setback verification. I told him, D, that he could call you or me and we'd go over and check the setback when they brought the shed. He's, or thereabouts. It should be a pretty simple deal.
So on that one, for his benefit too, since it's a shed, does he need to get signatures from irrigation company or?
Pardon me?
Does he need to get signatures from irrigation company like on a building permit?
No, there's nothing that interferes with it. There's no electricity, no water, no irrigation involved.
No hookup?
No.
Okay.
And here's a diagram of where they're gonna put it in the setbacks. And it's already constructed, it's just a one-story, 12 by 24 shed.
Got to make me on the checklist except for when you measured that.
He's got it set up somewhere else right now, I don't know where it's at.
So pending that signature, right?
What was that?
So pending that signature, have you got any questions about it?
No.
No.
No?
Straightforward.
Put a shed back there.
So we've looked it over, I've accepted it.
Now I took the liberty of, he sent a check with this stuff, but I took the liberty of sending it back to him, because there's nothing to inspect other than the setback. And it's pretty simple.
Okay.
Pretty simple deal. There's no county inspections required.
It's not hooked up to anything, that's what I was asking then.
Yeah, it's already, the shed's already built, so.
Prefecture, just move it down.
Yeah.
So that, pending the signature of the measurements and the setbacks, I'll entertain a motion to accept the application.
I'll put the motion.
Motion needs a second.
I'll second.
Ron Garf seconds.
Okay, Ron Garf second. Who did the motion?
Austin.
I did.
Heard the motion, second. All those in favor? This is pending the signature, right?
Yeah, pending signature, aye.
Aye, passes, carries, good.
Good. Yep.
I like this, we'll get by, we'll get food.
What was that?
I like this one, we'll get by, we'll get food. A half hour, we'll be. Okay, so the next item of business is a proposal, an update proposal of Wales land use ordinance by the Hanson Planning Group. I think we talked about this last time.
No, this is something new.
What's it about, Dave?
This is new. I contacted the Hanson Planning Group on the 4th of February, I guess it was. And I talked to Mr. Hanson, and he's the one that helped with Mike Hanson. He's the one that helped do our development ordinance that the state required. The state paid him to do that, and they're all set up, and that's what they do. They make ordinances for towns and do planning and zoning. So I contacted him asking to give us a proposal on what it would take to redo our planning and zoning ordinance. Print it up so it's in nice format, all indexed properly to match our other indexed items, and make sure it's all up to date and it meets all the new criteria of the state. If there's anything that should be taken out or put in, we can have it do it, and we'll be up to date. Because it's been over 20 years since we got this from the League of Cities and Towns. I'm sure it needs to be changed in a couple areas.
Well, it's worthy to check on it since the new Senate bill.
Well, that
could change things too.
Yeah, that really didn't have.
Well, but it requires you to update to make sure things are in compliance. Gives you a reason.
Well, it didn't say anything about our planning and zoning ordinance. It was about our development code.
Right.
So then those should be two separate documents. But he gave us some good ideas here. Told what he could do, project understanding, and how he would approach it. And the important part here is the funding. It says, based on our work with similar small communities and the focus scope outlined above, we believe this project can be completed for approximately $9,500. That last ordinance they did for us, the state allowed them, it was either $12,000 or $14,000. That's what they got for doing that. Of course, that was a complete workup from the bottom up, you know. Anyway, this amount assumes the project parameters described above and includes all reimbursable expenses. There's some grant funding opportunities. Two grant options exist that could significantly reduce or eliminate the town's direct cost. One is the UDOT Technical Planning Assistance Grant. This is the preferred option. It provides funds upfront and requires only a 6.7% local match, a approximately $640 for this project, so that'd be pretty sweet. However, the application window below is in the late fall, so we missed that before he even sent it to us.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't, let's see, and funded projects wouldn't begin until July.
2027.
That's next year. CIB small planning grant. These grants have application windows each trimester. However, they require 50% local match, about $4,700. Okay, and then there's also below, it says partnership with Region 6, six counties. Another option to reduce cost is to explore collaboration with the R6 Association of Government staff. If the town has a good relationship with R6, and of course they did our master plan, okay. So they're willing to help us. That's why I had Kate come last week. That's what I asked him to do, was to not that coding thing he presented to us. I wanted to help on actually going through the code and updating it. You know, and he came with that. That's why I didn't pursue that last week, because that's not exactly what we wanted.
He was talking about something else.
Yeah.
I'm entirely.
So anyway, they said our Region 6 might be able to provide support that would reduce consultant hours and move the project cost below $9,500. So I thought I would, if it sounds good to you, I would contact a couple other of the planning groups and maybe get an estimate from them. This guy's pretty familiar.
Well, let's chat about this so that we're all on the same page and it's not a surprise. So when I talk research writing, when I talk proposal writing, the discussions always follow a set that we should be able to answer in case anybody asks or in case we have questions about it. So the first one is what's the need? Right now, right? So the need is, it's been 10 years.
20.
20 years since they've been done. There's a possibility they could be out of date, right? So another way to ask it is, what's wrong with what we've had, what we've been working with? Have we had any problems that have arisen because of the way it's done, somebody might ask?
Well, we haven't had it reviewed by anybody. That's
right. Well,
when we look at it, it sounds good to me, but who am I?
But we haven't had any manifest problems come to us because they were like, oh, you're out of compliance. But we don't know that will happen, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's the problem you need to take care of before it happens, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so that's where you go through. So what are the benefits of making the changes? Obviously, it'll bring us up to date, if there are. We haven't had any problems, but we could be out of compliance in some areas with the new structure on things, right?
Yeah, compliance is a big issue.
Right. Is there a downside to any of it, to doing any of it? Not a downside? So if we did this, would there be negative consequences in the way we used to teach it? Are there negative consequences? There can't be positive consequences. I used to tell them all the time.
There's negative consequences.
There can only be negative consequences. Yeah. There can't be positive consequences.
We could be enforcing something that wasn't enforceable.
Yeah, but consequences say it's negative. But so there's a potential for some problems. It hasn't been looked at in 20 years.
Well, that's our job.
Right.
Our job is to review and update ordinance, planning and zoning and land use ordinance for the town.
Right.
And to keep it updated, and if there's any changes that need to be happening, we need to make that recommendation to the town and let them.
So our basic argument, unless you have any questions or any other kind of stuff, Lee's basic argument is that it's time to update them. Right? Yeah. Basic argument. Then the last thing is always the big thing. Is it practical? Can it be done? And that usually means is somebody going to fork the money out? And that's a decision. We could make the proposal, we go to the town council since they control the purse strings.
Well, I think that's probably the last step is to go to the town council.
It's always the last step.
We need to do the homework. We're the planning and zoning committee, so we need to get some more bids, or not, it's not a bid, it's a proposal.
Right.
More proposals of what it would cost to do it.
Right.
And then, you know, we get an idea of what it's gonna cost us. Maybe somebody else can do it for half that price, or third that price.
Or maybe options.
But if you get three proposals, I think you're in pretty good grounds to know what these type of things would cost.
Right, so are you recommending then that we kind of table this till we get other?
Well, there's nothing really to table. We're not voting on anything. I was just running that by you to see if, you know, what you thought of it, and if I should go get some more proposals, and then we'd kick it around a little more. I'm also gonna get a hold of Cade. I haven't ran this by him since I received it from Mike.
And they were, according to Cade last night, right?
Oh yeah, he knows Mike.
He works with Mike Gantz.
They work with all the government districts. Six counties is, you know, one down here in our area.
So are there any other things that, while we're looking at practicality, can it be done? Are there any other things that, in regard that we should be doing?
Well, these planning groups, they know what we should have and what we shouldn't have, so that's why.
Well, do you guys have any questions otherwise that they couldn't answer or anything? So we go ahead and chat with those, Austin?
No, I don't have any questions. I don't see a downside to it, other than having to pay for it, so.
That seems to be the thing that we're asking.
Have you guys, any of you read the state code, Title 10, on land use or government administration? If you get a chance, get on your computer and look at that. It's a can of worms. You look at it, it'll say one thing, and it'll list 29 little subparagraphs under it, one issue. And then at the end of each paragraph, it'll say, except per section so-and-so. It'll refer you to some other section. And you could bounce around for 2 days trying to look at one thing, just bouncing around in different sections. And sometimes when you get to the end,
you forgot where you started.
Towns are exempt. So I wasted all my time researching all this stuff, because towns, it doesn't even apply to towns.
When you could spend $500.
Yeah, but it's really difficult for a guy that doesn't work with those things all the time, which none of us do, to understand it and to go through it in a real legitimate manner. I've taken a stab at it a few times, but half the time I ended up tearing up the paper and throwing it on the floor. It's frustrating, because nothing's easy. They don't just say something.
I'm trying to get on the record with the rest of the council's opinion. So Austin said that he's on the downside.
No, I'm on board, as long as the town council feels like it's responsible use of money.
When we decide to do it as a proposal.
Yep.
And that would be it. So that would be the thing to investigate most of that. I don't see any consequences to do it. Obviously, though, it would be beneficial if we're out of compliance, we fix it.
Yeah.
It would be beneficial.
Yeah, I would like, since we have the new development code in it,
we should.
We'd really feel good if we got our planning and zoning ordinance up to speed, because we've just done our master plan, development code. The third document is the planning and zoning. We get that done. We've accomplished a lot in the last couple of years.
Well,
we can do this.
Then let's. Will you check with Cade and see if there are other possibilities?
Yeah, I'm gonna check with Cade. And I was disappointed now last month. I don't know why he didn't.
Well, he misunderstood.
I don't know.
And so will you take that?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. On yourself then?
Yeah, I'll get a hold of Cade. Also, if it's all right, I'm gonna put on the agenda to maybe for next month get the town attorney and the town engineer to come to our meeting. send them the documents or whatever they want to require.
On the,
because they're the new review committee.
Right.
For approval on subdivisions, major developments.
Yes.
So I don't want to wait until we get one and then call them up and say, hey, did you know you were on the review committee?
So then we should have questions for those guys too. So the presentation, that here's how it works.
Well, I would like to, if they would like to come to the meeting, I'd give them copies of it, put them in a book for them, mm-hmm. and then explain what their roles are. They could ask questions.
So it's for information for us.
Yeah, that's the town attorney, yourself,
yep.
and the town engineer.
So that's Lynn Wall?
Lynn Wall.
Yep.
Okay. Any questions? Anything else? Any other items of business?
Nope.
Okay. If you'll take care of those things on that, and we'll deal with the other stuff, then I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Ron moves that we adjourn.
Everybody else second. It's
unanimous.
It's my turn. I have forgot my name.
Okay, there's no objection.
Okay, turn that recorder off for me.
Thanks, folks.